ओम शांति। दी फादर ऑफ साइंस फिक्शन एंड इंग्लिश ऑथर एच जी वेल्स हैज रिटन अ वेरी शॉर्ट स्टोरी अबाउट अ पर्सन हु वॉज ऑब्सेस्ड विद रीडिंग बुक्स. He kept on reading books on travel and he developed the intense desire to travel, to sail, to explore different countries. So one day he decided to purchase a small boat. He sells off most of his property and taking that boat and all the things which are necessary for traveling, like food, clothing, luggage and other things, he sets off for a sail. And he keeps on sailing for 3 months. There is ocean everywhere. And he is excited within his heart that now he is going to embark upon a new land, because he had read in the books about new places, new culture, new language. So he was excited to visit, to know, to reach such a place. A new place. So with that enthusiasm in his heart, he was traveling in that small boat. 3 months passed and there was nowhere any land to be seen. And one evening suddenly he notices at far off distance the land and some human beings moving there. So he is so happy to see, and he reaches that place. He parks his boat and he tries to see which land is this, because in the books he had written and heard that when you reach the new land, you will get new people, new dresses, new culture and new language. But to his utter surprise, he sees that these are the people who are wearing the same dress as I am wearing. And he sees they are speaking the same language, English, as I am speaking. So he doesn't understand what is this. Then he tries to enter that place and ultimately he realizes this is his own village from where he had set off. He reached the same place from where he started. So he spent all his 3 months in that tumultuous ocean, but to no avail, to no benefit. He reached the same place. So this is a short story, but very significant. The person tries to go for a journey and after a long time realizes that he is at the same place from where he had started. So he couldn't reach at all. This is something which is happening with our lives also. We go on a journey, but ultimately sometimes we find that we have not reached anywhere. Sometimes we understand that we are at the same place from where we had started our life journey. So this journey word is a very good word. Travel. If you see and study the history of the world, you will see that there were many people who had this wanderlust. They loved to travel. Right from Columbus, who started his journey in 15th century from Spain to United States, it took him 10 weeks. To the 21st century, where a plane travels from Spain to United States overnight. So everybody had that desire to travel, to see, to explore. There are a huge list of travelers, huge list of explorers. Not only that, even religious founders. And who is the religious founder who traveled the most? One more. Not Buddha. There's one more. There's one more. Shankaracharya is restricted to India. Buddha is restricted to India. There's one religious founder who traveled extensively. Probably no religious travel ever, religious founder ever traveled so much. The founder of Sikh religion, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, he traveled extensively. In 25 years, he must have traveled 25,000 kilometers. Not just India. He even visited Mecca and he even visited Vatican, Rome. Extensively he traveled. Afghanistan, whole of the India, everywhere. Sending his message of peace. So there were people who loved to travel. Motive might be anything. Some travel just for recreation, some for religious preachings. So travel is a beautiful thing. And today's Avyakta Murli has something to do with travel. Baba is discussing traveling, the journey. So there are about, when we think of travel, few things come in mind. Maybe 10 things. The first thing is traveler. Who is traveling? In Murli, Baba said, you are my companions. You are the loving children. You travel with me. I am your companion, Sathi. So, who is traveling is we. We are the traveler. The soul is the traveler. The soul is going on this voyage, on this journey. So, I am the traveler. The second thing is, who is the companion? So, Murli is basically based on this. God is my companion. Baba is my companion. I walk with him, hand in hand with him, every step in his step. The third is path. So you are traveling, you are the traveler, the soul is the traveler, companion is God, and the path. Now the entire Murli is based on this thing, path. What path we are traveling? Baba said, I show you the clear path, the true path, the easy path. I show you the true, the clear, and the easy path. Easy because in this path you just have to copy. In the world, when they copy, probably they might get investigated or they might be removed. But here, you have to copy. So this path is very easy. This path is very clear. And this path is true. All the paths of the world are untrue. Why? Because by traveling on those paths, what happened? You got tired. Thakan. What happened? Nirash. You got unhappy. Depressed. What happened? Nirbal. You got weak. What happened? Dil shikast. By traveling in this worldly paths, this thing happened. And Baba asked a simple question. Tell me, what have you achieved? You were trapped, fallen, or reached your destination? These are the three questions. Baba said, whether you got trapped, or you fell down, or you reached the destination. So you never reach the destination by following worldly paths, because those paths are untrue, because those paths are not clear. The only easy path which Baba is showing is this path, and that path is to walk step in step, to walk hand in hand, putting every step in the step of Father Brahma. Because Baba said, I have left him, I have given him, he is the authority. I have entered him, and whatever path he traveled, you have to travel the same path. You don't have to change. So verify your thoughts and you will get certified. So path, true path, clear path and easy path. True, clear and easy. Why? Because when you do not follow this true path, what happens? This is the path and there is a jungle here, forest. Which is this forest? This is the forest of confusion. And there are four paths. They will lead to this forest. This is the highway. This is the lanes. What are the four paths? First, waste thoughts. Second, weak thoughts. Third, attractions of the Kali Yuga. And fourth, your own ego. The path which is created by own ego, ahankar. So these four paths take you away from the highway and take you towards the forest of confusion. And in this forest there are four thorns. What are they? Kya, kyu, kaise and old sanskars. Why, what, where, and old sanskar. So this is the forest of confusion. And in that forest of confusion, once you enter, very difficult to come out. And what are the paths leading to this forest? This lane, this path of waste thought, this path of weak thoughts, this path of worldly attractions, and this path of ego. So this is how you live this path. To live this path means to let go of Father's company. So Baba said, when you let go of his company, you get lost. When you let go of his company, you start wandering here and there. When you let go of his company, or you mix manmat, parmat, dictates of your own mind or dictates of others in this Srimat, that time you are lost. Again and again Baba is saying, walk on this path, which is a simple path, which is very easy. You don't have to use your mind. You don't have to use your brain. What will happen? How will happen? Just keep on following this path. And to follow this path means to follow Brahma. To follow Brahma means to follow his thoughts. To follow Brahma means to follow Brahma in many things. Thoughts, speech, actions, behavior, relationships, drishti, his vision, drishtikon, his perspective, sanskars, his habits, and his intellect, his body, the way he used his body, his wealth, the way he utilized his wealth, his dreams, his emotions, his memories, his awareness, his writing, his eating, his listening, his touching, everything. So to follow Brahma means to follow him in everything, all the things. So that is to walk on this path. Baba said, this is the example I have left for you. Follow him. This is the path. The path is to follow him. Because all other paths, they are leading to the forest of confusion. Baba said, when you followed this path, you got deceived. What happened? You got deceived. Two more things are here. Baba said, what you achieved by worldly sambandh and sadhan. There are worldly relationships and worldly facilities. What have you achieved with this? You have fallen down more. Or have you reached your destination, or you got trapped more? So that's why. And suppose, in spite of knowing all this, in spite of getting deceived for 63 births, do you want to get deceived for 3-4 births more? Is not deception of 63 births enough for you? You want more? You want to get deceived more? So Baba said, yes, if somebody is getting deceived, then that is the sign of Bhagyahin. He is the one who is most unfortunate person on this earth. And here the Father Brahma, who is the bestower of fortune, he has given you the pen to write your fortune as much as possible. In spite of getting the father of fortune, in spite of getting the property of fortune, Jaidad of Bhagya, if in spite of getting that, you want to get deceived, then you are the most unfortunate. So, worldly relationships, what they have given me. Worldly facilities, what they have given me. Then these four paths, what they have given me, they landed up me in the forest of confusion. And there is a dead end, no escape from here. It's like a maze, labyrinth, where you get lost. So that's why, which path you have to follow? The path which is easy, the path which is clear, the path which is true. This is the path Baba wants us to follow. And the path is the life of Brahma is the path. Life of Brahma is the path. So to study life of Brahma should be the duty of each and every Brahmin. Because we see that we study Brahma only during the month of January. That's it. Rest of the time we are busy with other so many things. You have to study the life of this man. What was he? How was he? It's a journey of human to angel. Because unless and until you study his life in depth, probably you may not understand what Baba is saying when he says, by following this path or copy him, to be like him, imitate him, emulate him. Just do what he has done. Just speak what he has spoken. Just think what he thought. That's why Baba said, verify your every thought. This is my thought, this is his thought. And then you will get certified. So verify and certify. So third is path. The fourth thing, probably which is not in the Murli, luggage. What you need while traveling? You need your luggage. So what is the luggage needed here in this spiritual travel, Ruhani Safar? What you should carry with you? What you should carry? Bag? Which bag? Treasures. 9 treasures. 8 powers. Because you need wealth while traveling. You cannot go penniless for traveling. So you need wealth. So you need the wealth of knowledge while traveling. You need powers. 8 powers while traveling. So pack your luggage of powers and treasures. So luggage is needed for traveling. And then, what is the mode of travel? Are you going by bus, by van, by car, by flight, or train? There is always, or foot. What is the mode of travel here? Which lift? It's all invisible here. The mode of travel here is the mind. You are traveling through the mind. It's an internal journey. You need the petrol of double refined petrol. You need wings if it is flight. You need lift. There has to be button. So many things. There is another Murli on this. How to travel. How to fly. Where awareness is the switch. On the switch of awareness, put the double refined petrol And with your intellect, flight of intellect. Airport is Madhuvan. And fly. So you reach Subtlewood and have picnic there. So, mode of travel. That is fifth. Sixth, sight scenes or scenes. When you travel, you see scenes. That's why Baba said worldly attractions. So here also many worldly scenes would come when you travel. This is a very internal journey, very spiritual journey. It's a journey within. So when you travel, you get many sight scenes, many attractions, many temptations. Or there are fights going on and you want to stop and watch those fights. So many things going on. The world is very attractive. It keeps on pulling. So no, even the sight scenes, that I should not get attracted to any sight scene of this world. Then, travel safety. This is a very important concept nowadays. Travel safety. What you wear for safety? What is needed for traveling and you have to be safe? You cannot break traffic rules, jaywalking. You should not break rules, first of all. Then, here, maryadas. You have to wear belt. Okay? Helmet. So many things. These are all travel safety nowadays. We have one wing, no? Transport wing. That keeps on arranging programs. Road rage. So many things are there nowadays. So all those things are included. So when you travel, you have to be very safe. See that you travel very, very safely. So, road, travel, safety. Then, what else? What else? Destination is last. What else is needed while traveling? What is the reason of your travel? What is the reason of your traveling? Why are you traveling? Is it recreation? Is it religious preaching? Is it entertainment? Or is it interpersonal relationships? What? There always has to be a reason for traveling. So why do we travel? Why are we traveling? This is a spiritual journey. We saw, no? Outside travels we saw. What we got? Deceptions. We got lost. That's why this is the path Baba has shown. This is the only true path. That's why we are traveling. This is the only easy path. All other paths are more difficult. Very difficult. This is the only clear path. All other paths are unclear, foggy, mist is there. Mist of Maya. Misty Maya. So reason for traveling. So reason for traveling is because Baba has told us to travel. Reason for traveling is because this is the only path which I need to travel. Reason for travel because I have tried all other paths, all other options, and they all have failed. That's why I traveled this way. And what is the last thing? Ninth thing in travel?
Milestone.
Third is company. Second only is company.
Milestone.
Okay. What else? What things are needed in travel? Preparation. This in fact, this can you can include it here somewhere first. Preparation. When you travel, you have to have preparation. Not just luggage, but what preparation is needed? If suppose from here one is traveling to Mumbai, what preparation I need to have? I must know that place. I must know the timings. I must know the weather. I must know the transport. I must carry medicines. Okay, in the luggage you can always have medicines also. You should have medications. Otherwise if you are traveling, if you fall sick, then what will you do? So you should have medications. You should have injections of Gyan and Yoga. Because you get depressed. Baba said in this 63 births, you got tired, you got nirbal, you got nirash, you got Dil shikast. You got depressed. You become powerless, frail. The travel made you so exhausted. Roundabout way. So preparation is needed. So what preparation we will do for this spiritual travel, for this internal journey? The path should be known. You should have read about it. So you should have read about the life of Brahma in all its detail. Then only you can be sure to travel unobstructed. Otherwise, lot of obstructions will come. Lot of sightseeings will come. You must know what sciences are going to come in this path. You must know Maya would assume different forms, different paths. And there is a deception at every path in this world. And you must also know, like the story I said, 3 months he traveled, ultimately came back to the same place. It should not happen. Or there is another story of few friends, they got drunk and they went to the shore and they all sat in that shore and whole night they were waddling that oars. They were trying hard. And early morning when they saw, they are there only. Why? Why? Because the rope was not removed. So sometimes we become like that. There is one attachment to the world that is still there and we are doing efforts. So that is useless. Such efforts are of no use. Our efforts have to be very, very intelligent. Doing anything will not work. This is a very delicate journey. In few days back, Murli, Baba said, this is Nazuk Rasta. This is a very delicate journey. Ups and downs. Ups and downs. There are a lot of ups and downs here. It's not that simple. So doing anything useless will not work. You have to do everything. Like, there was a lion who was about to die. And before his death, he appointed a monkey as the king of the jungle. Now the monkey became the king of the jungle. Once a goat came with her family problems, domestic problems. And she narrated her problem to the king of the jungle, the new appointed king of the jungle, monkey. And monkey started jumping from one branch to another branch. Half an hour he spent in jumping here and there. So the goat said, how this is going to solve my problem? He said, this is not going to solve your problem, but is there any deficiency in my efforts? I have tried my best. It will not solve your problem, but is there any deficiency in my efforts? So such useless efforts will not work. So for travel, you need 10 things. First, you yourself should be there. You yourself should be there. And who I am? Who I am? The traveler. Who I am? Now go back to the Murlis. While meeting teachers, Baba said teachers are instrument souls. So who are we? We are the instrument soul. Who are teachers? They are the detached and loving souls. Who are teachers? They are the spiritual roses. Who are the teacher? They are the spiritual roses. Spiritual roses means they spread spirituality. Spiritual roses means they have spiritual intoxication. Spiritual roses means they are on spiritual service. So who are we? Spiritual roses. Who are we? Instrument souls. Who are we? Teachers. Who are we? Detached souls. Who are we? Who have given up their I. It's not me. My center. My students. Not my. But everything is Baba's. So there is an exchange here. I. No more I. You. Not I. It's yours. So that sense of this instrument is the key of success. What Baba said? This is the key to success. So who are we? Instrument. Who are we? Detached. Who are we? Spiritual roses. Then who are we? Angels. While talking with parties, Baba said, who are you? You are angels. Angel means their world is Baba. Angel means they have no other relationships in the world. Angel means they are in the world but not in the world. So who are we? Angels. Then who are we? Talking with Kumaris. Who are we? Talking with Kumaris. They are the decoration of Madhuban. They are the sparkle of center. Who are we? Talking with Kumaris. Who are we? Talking with Kumaris. Who are we? Baba said, you are the one, you will never go out from here. You are the Sena, army. You are the army. So, even in the dreams, you will not get weak. You will not go from here. You are, who are we? We are the special souls, alaukik souls, spiritual souls. So, that is the answer. The entire Murli is the answer to who I am, the soul, the traveler. Then who is the companion? God is companion. How is this companion? He will never deceive you. He will never leave you in the lurch. He is imperishable. How is this companion? Permanent companion. How is this companion? How is this companion? How is this companion? Very powerful companion. How is this companion? Because when you are in the company of this companion, you are fearless. How are this companion? Knowledgeful. He is the guide. He is the guide. He knows all the ways. He knows the highways and he knows the lanes. Who are we? Who is this companion? Faithful. Who is this companion? How is this companion? Entertaining. He does a lot of entertainment. Lot of cracking jokes in between. How is this companion? He provides you with food on the way. Journey food he carries. You don't have to carry. He carries your luggage. He carries your luggage. You walk empty handed and he is the one who carries your luggage. So how is the companion? He makes you free from everything. He sees, he looks after you. He takes care of all your journey, food, your accommodation and everything. He sees that you do not fall down. He sees that you do not get lost in the lanes. So first is traveler, soul. Second is companion. Third is the path. How is the path? True path, easy path. How is the path? How is the path? True, easy and clear path. When this path is there, why you are going in the forest of jungle, forest of confusion? When this path is there, why you are traveling in the path of waste thoughts, in the path of weak thoughts, in the path of attractions, Kali Yuga attractions, in the path of ego? When this path is there, two things again. Why you are going, getting attracted to the worldly sambandh and worldly sahara? When this path is there. So third is the path. Fourth is luggage. What luggage you have to carry? 8 powers and 9 treasures. Then mode of travel? By foot. Or even if it is by foot, then put your step into the step of Brahma. Copy him. This is what you have to do. This is the mode. Then side scenes. There will lot of side scenes would come. That's why you have to be very careful in this path. Because Maya would come there and stop you. As that shown in the Ramayana, when Hanuman was traveling, many people came in between. So they will stop you. Then next, travel safety. You should have belt. You should have armor. You should have helmet. You are spiritual warriors, Baba said yesterday. You should have that chest brace. You should have shoes to protect you. License, yes. And one more, mode of travel also. Which is this mode? It is a local travel, regional travel, national travel or international travel? So travel. Then, what is this? Reason, why you are traveling? Because God has told you to travel. Why you are traveling? Because you have traveled all other paths and everywhere you failed. That's why you have come to this path. And what is the destination? Last point. Ninth reason why we are traveling. Why we are traveling. Preparation. Yeah, what preparation is needed for this travel? Experience. You need guide. Preparation means you need guide also. Preparation means your everything packing should be done well. And you have to have knowledge where you are going, why you are going, how to travel to that place. Many things. Take a map. You should have a map while traveling. Location. And GPS. A GPS sometimes fails, but there is a joke, no? One person in the pool, and you are at the destination as per the GPS. He is drowned in the water, and he is saying, now we have reached. So GPS sometimes fails. But yes, there are two GPS. GPS means global positioning system, but God's positioning system will not fail. That is spiritual GPS. This is global positioning system. There is one spiritual GPS, that is God's positioning system. That will never fail. This will fail otherwise. You know, there are a lot of jokes like that. Person is hanging down and now the GPS is saying you are at the destination. And last is destination. What is the destination? To reach the stage which is like the Father, to reach the final stage of Father Brahma, to reach the stage of perfection, completeness, similar to the Father, or the angelic stage, or 16 celestial degree full stage. So this is in short about today's Avyakta Murli. Now we will listen to the revision of the Murli in Hindi by Brother Kamlesh. Om Shanti.